Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. I'm living it, and I am enjoying my journey. How about you on today? Are you enjoying the journey that you're on with the Lord? If you are, shout amen. Yes, I am enjoying my journey on today with the Lord. I am a practicing believer, and I practice living the Word of God. The Lord told me who I am, and ever since that day, I'm not in a race except the race to make it into heaven. That's the only race that I am in. But the Lord told me who I am. I am a customer service agent for Him, and what I do is service the souls. You may say, how do I service the soul? I'm a motivational encourager, and that's exactly what I do. Encourage in the Word of God, because all of us are striving to make it home, and I want to make it home, and I want to hear God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So I don't want anything left in me undone, but I want to get it all out. So mine is to encourage you on today. So I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. Do you have bad habits? And did you worry about them? Well, if you come on over here and practice with me the God habit, you won't have to worry about those bad habits. I practice living God's word, and it makes me mighty happy on today. Well, I am so glad. I'm so glad that you have joined me on today, and we are going to talk about the last Part four. This is part four of Don't Waste Your Wilderness Experience. Part four. We've talked about part one, part two, part three, and now part four. So you ought to have a real good feel for the wilderness experience that we are talking about. We've been talking about it this whole month, and we know that the wilderness is not to destroy us, but it's to make us while we're there, while we're there. Well, all right, before we get into this word on today, I want you to come go with me and let's have a word of prayer. Yes, so bring your minds in, come on in, and let's talk to the Lord for a little bit, and let us tell Him all about our troubles, and He will answer by and by. Yes, says. So whatever it is that you have before the Lord, we can talk to him about it. I tell the people at the nursing home that God is, his phone is available 24/7. 24/7. And you can call him up any time of the day, any hour of the day, and he will answer. You don't have to worry about getting the answer machine. And you don't even have to worry about getting his secretary, because he himself will answer. He will answer, and then he will work it out. So come go with me, and whatever it is, bring it with you to him so we can leave it with him, because he said we could cast all of our cares upon him, for he careth for us. So whatever it is, nothing is too big and nothing is too small for God to handle and take care of it. And we thank God for that. Thank God for knowing that he will work it out. I love that song. He will work it out. Excuse me. So come with me. Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank you. And God, we magnify you for who you are. You are great, and Lord, you're worthy of every one of our praises. And we give them all, God. We give them all to you, Lord. And we thank you right now, God. We come asking that you would forgive us if we have done, said, thought, acted in any way, God, that is displeasing to you, in the name of Jesus. And we magnify you for it right now, God. Thank you for your angels, God, that you have encamped around us to keep us through sickness, from sickness, all hurt, harm, and danger. Nobody but you, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. Thank you for your favor, Lord. Favor with you, God. Favor with man, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we glory in you for it on today. Your favor, God, that makes every crooked way straight. And we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you're in our lives, oh God, and that you do just that for us, God. Thank you for it, God. Now, Father, we ask today that you would look on those that are in the hospitals, oh God, that are in the nursing homes, God, in the name of Jesus, those that have asked for your help, God, those that have prayed all day, all night long, God, in the name of Jesus, for an answer, God. And we know that you have the answer, God. Lord, would you go there? Would you go there and bless today, God? Would you go and heal, Lord Jesus? Deliver, set free, God, in the name of Jesus, as only God you can, God. Go in the homes of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Break down confusion, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Break it down today, God. Break down envy and strife and jealousy, anger, oh God. Break it down on today, God, and give peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Peace to your people, oh God, everywhere, God, and we'll thank you for it right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, would you look on the bereaved families today, God, everywhere, everywhere, God. Look on them today, God, and would you touch, God. Would you comfort their hearts, God, for you are the only one that know how to comfort a heart, God. Do it for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it right now, Lord. Now, would you look on the saints everywhere and bless them, God? Look on your women and your men that are in Orlando today, God. Bless them while they're there, God, in the name of Jesus. Help them to receive your word, God. Receive encouragement that they may come back and encourage others, oh God, in your most holy name, Jesus. Now, Father, would you look on our bishops? Look on our elders, our ministers, our missionaries, our pastors today, God. My pastor, Lord, look on him, Elder Mitchell, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and encourage his heart the more, God. Give him how to lead your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now, God. And we thank you for all that you're doing, all that you've already done, and, Lord, all that you're about to do, God, Lord, right now, God, as we stand on your mighty word, Lord, believing that it's already done, God, and we just await, Lord, manifestation, God, in the name of Jesus, because we believe your word, God, to be true. You said you look for your word, God, to perform it, Lord, and we thank you for your word right now, God. In the name of Jesus, we magnify you right now. Now, Father, you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. We thank you for the broadcast today, God. We acknowledge you in it, God, for the encouragement of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, call that backslider, God. Call him back, God, in the name of Jesus. Call him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And that man, that woman, that boy, and that girl, Lord, that don't know you in the pardoning of their sin, send somebody, God, in the name of Jesus, to share with them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, about your goodness, the good news, God, about you. Send somebody, Lord, and we thank you, and we magnify you for it, and we give you glory, and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. And we thank you now, Lord, for this broadcast. Thank you for your anointing today as we talk about your goodness, God, about your word, Lord, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. We thank God for prayer on today. For prayer is always in order. Scripture said, man ought to always pray and never faint. And we thank God for that on today. Now, if you have a prayer request and you would like to share it with us, you'd like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your prayer request there, and it will get to me. And also, we have prayer every morning from 7:15 to 7:30. And if you would like to join us at that time, you can. It's on a conference call, and you can call in to 515-739-1237. And you would put in the code 634-812. Again, that number is 515-739-1237. And you would put in the code 634-812. And we are praying each morning from 7:15 to 7:30. And you remember Jesus said, can't we pray but 1 hour? So what is 15 minutes? What is 15 minutes? So join us and pray with us, and we'll pray with you. Now, if you would like for me to come and encourage the people where you are, come and motivate them, you can contact me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes. Now, if you have a testimony and you would like to share it right here with me on Blog Talk Radio, you can call me right now at 347-850-8928, and you can share that testimony. I'm here live and in living color for the next 14 minutes, and you can talk about it. Don't waste your wilderness experience. If you've gone through the wilderness, you've gained some wisdom. You've gained some knowledge. You've gained some experience, and you have something to say. Don't let nobody take away from you what God has done for you. He did it, and don't let nobody take it from you. All right now, all right. And you also can check out my books on my website, Just go up on the products, and you can check out my book. Click on the book, and it'll take you right to Amazon. Amazon.com. All right? Well, we thank God for you on today. We thank God for you listening in, and we pray, God, that He will give you something that's going to strengthen you on this week, just as He continues to encourage me in His Word. And I love that. I love it how that my dependency is in Him, and He has not failed me yet to keep me encouraged. Oh, thank God. Part four, don't waste your wilderness experience. And the purpose of the wilderness is to develop faith and a rewarding, intimate relationship with God. How about that? Maybe you've had a negative view of the wilderness. I think I told you earlier in one of the parts that I used to think that God was a mean God. I surely did. I thought God was mean. But I found out in my going through the wilderness, I found out that God is a loving God. And He wants each one of us to know that He is a loving, caring, merciful God. Yes, I know hell has enlarged itself, but He didn't enlarge it for us. He didn't enlarge it for the saint, the believer. No, it's for those that don't want to believe. Turn their backs on God. Oh, but the wilderness is not about destroying, but it's about making us to be everything that God would have us to be, a rewarding, intimate relationship with God. Don't you want that? Have you longed for that? I know I have. When I started, oh, I just longed to understand God's word. What are you saying to me, Lord? I would just pray and ask Him, open up your word to me, God, so that I can understand it. Oh, my God, such a longing, such a longing. But in the wilderness, it's just you and God, just me and God. Yes, in that wilderness, developing that relationship, getting to know Him better. He already know us. God already know us. But for us to get to know Him, and how loving, how caring He is, how we can depend on Him for whatever it is. That's what the wilderness, it brings out of us and it puts into us. So in the wilderness, soul searching and self-examination are the things that take place in the wilderness. It makes you take a look at yourself. Soul searching for the what God would have in your life, what He would do, and then to take off those things that are not like God. It's soul searching in there. Am I doing it like You would have me to, Lord? That total dependency upon Him. And it's amazing how that in that one part, I think it was last week or in part two, where when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they thought that they were in control of God. But, you know, God had to let us know who's in control, and that's Him. He made us for His purpose. And sometimes, you know, we get off on the wrong foot. And it takes God to bring us back in to where we should be. So it's self-examination time. It's soul-searching time while we're in the wilderness. During the wilderness experience, it's time to focus on the goodness of God. Focus. You know, we take our focus, we kind of get what we want, and then we take our focus off of what it's really all about. what it really all about is this just a dressing room. That's all this earth is, a dressing room. This is not our home. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. And if we are to go there, we've got to learn how to live in the kingdom. Kingdom living. Kingdom living. So all this stuff has to be stripped off of us. And we have to keep our focus on what it's really all about. So sometimes God has to take us through the wilderness. Take us through so that we can get our mind back straight. Get our focus back on what it's all about. Our focus on the goodness of God. Dressing in a new wardrobe. Ain't that something? That in the wilderness, it takes us from all that old stuff. He said, we'll realize the old man is gone, and we are new creatures in Christ. And that's why I love Romans 12, 1 and 2. And it's talking about the renewing of our mind. Read it. The renewing of our mind. Transformed by the renewing of our mind. Transformed from that old man to this new man in Christ Jesus, where our focus is on heaven. We don't ever want to lose what our true focus is, and that is heaven. But in order to get there, you know we're going to have the Holy Ghost. We're going to have the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is the one that directs us. He leads us. He guides us. He talks to us. He talked to us, and we get to hear him better when we go through the wilderness. Through the wilderness, indeed, though the wilderness is indeed a dark place, a lonely place, if we will persevere and move through it, we don't want to just get stuck there. Because, you know, the enemy's there too in the wilderness. And he's telling us and trying to show us every negative thing that he can. But you don't want to waste your wilderness experience. We want to go through here loving God, allowing God to direct us. So keep your focus. Keep your focus as you're going through here. If we will persevere, so we've got to keep moving. We're in a race now, and we got to keep moving and move on through here. We will eventually, if we stay with it, not listening to the enemy, but remembering what God has taught us. You know, and I've heard it a few times, that when the teacher is testing, the teacher don't talk. You ever thought about that? The teacher don't talk when you're going through a test. They don't answer questions when you're going through a test, because they already know that they've put in you, taught you what it's going to take to pass the test. Already know. So while we're going through our wilderness experiences, God has given us his word, his love letters to us, to show us, to tell us how we are to live. So while we're going through here, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, while we're persevering and moving through, so that we will, when we do come out, thank you, Lord, thank you, when we come out, it will be with treasures. Treasures. Can you imagine that? Coming out of the wilderness with treasures. The children of Israel did. They came out of Egypt with treasures. Rich. Out of the wilderness. You ever thought about that? Coming out of the wilderness. Rich. The children of Israel, they did. So can we. So when we're going through our wilderness, we can come out rich, treasures of insight, of wisdom, and joy. Hard-won and precious, not only to us, but also to God. The insight, what we learned in there. So don't waste it. Don't waste your wilderness experience. Don't go in there and allow the enemy to take what God has given you. Don't allow him to take it from you. God gave it with purpose. You went through too much to gain it. That insight, that wisdom, the strength, and the joy. And what does the word tell us? The joy of the Lord is our strength. And the strength is our joy. So we can't allow the enemy to back us up in a corner, because God has given us what it takes on the inside. And then we have the Holy Ghost that's directing us to give us the next move. Are you a chess player? The Holy Ghost giving us the next move that we should make. So we have no time to waste. We've got to get what God is giving us while we're in the wilderness. It was there that Moses was prepared by God, and it is there that we too can learn to love and rely only on God. We've got to learn to rely on God, to hear him when he calls us, when he wakes us up in the midnight hour, to have a conversation with us, to tell us what to do, which way we should go, and how to do it. We've got to keep our ears close so that we can hear what God is saying to us. Our wilderness experience, don't just take it lightly. Don't take it for granted, but take it for what it is, for what God has taken us through to sharpen us, so that we will be ready to get a job done. There are no religious crutches for us to lean on in the wilderness. In the wilderness, there's nothing to lean on. Get rid of religion, because it's not about religion, but it's about a relationship. No religious activities in which to hide our true condition. We can't hide from God. We can't hide from him. We're naked before him. We are naked before him. So don't even try. Get what God is trying to get us as we go through the wilderness. There are no religious crutches, and there are no religious activities in which we can hide. The truth is, we need to know Christ intimately. We need that. It's the only fulfilling thing. We search and search and search, but to have that intimate relationship with God is what we are truly searching for. And intimacy only happens when we are completely alone with him in the wilderness, where there is nobody else to turn to except him. Reflect upon the truths of Scripture. Audibly affirm them over and over again until they settle peacefully in our hearts and minds as we accept and identify with the truth of God's word. We will develop a faith that greatly pleases God and has nothing to do with our feelings. We need to get rid of that. The dynamics of the flesh is feelings. The dynamics of the spirit is faith. The key for us as believers is to be conformed to God's will regardless of how we feel. Our prayer is that you, Lord, thank you, Lord, for David, who had enough wilderness experience to never forget who his God is and never forget from whence his strength comes. Help us to get the lesson and never forget. In Jesus' name, amen. Until the next time, this is Dr. Mary. Tisdale Green, saying have a fabulous, fabulous day. Bye-bye now.